From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Police say a head-on train crash Tuesday in southern Germany has killed at least 8 people and wounded about 100 others. The rail company Meridian said 2 of its trains were involved in a serious collision between Kolbermoor and Bad Aibling, which is about 60 kilometers southeast of Munich. Police said more than 50 of those hurt in the crash were seriously injured. This is the German federal police spokesman, Rainer Scharf. He says that because of the confined space, we are rescuing the injured from the air before they are then taken to nearby hospitals. Meanwhile, the cause of the accident is not immediately clear. The United Nations warned Tuesday that if pro-government forces in Syria succeed in encircling the city of Aleppo, then up to 300,000 people could be cut off from humanitarian aid. An assessment of the situation in Aleppo, the UN said the Aleppo offensive has already cut rebel supply lines between the eastern part of the city and the Bab al-Salam crossing on the Turkish border. The World Food Program said Tuesday that it's distributing urgently needed meals to 21,000 people who fled Aleppo to just south of the Turkish border. Japan's Nikkei index sustained major losses during Tuesday's trading session. It's a sign that Monday's sell-off in Europe and the U.S. will extend for another day across the globe. The Nikkei lost a staggering 918 points, or 5.40, at the closing bell, finishing at 16,085. Australia's main S&P/ASX index dropped almost 3% to close at 4,832. You're listening to VOA News. Riot police in Hong Kong fired warning shots in the air in an angry confrontation with protesters in the city's working-class Mong Kok district Tuesday. The unrest began when police tried to keep unlicensed food sellers and other street vendors from selling their wares during the city's Lunar New Year celebrations. The situation turned chaotic when activists showed up to defend the street vendors. The demonstrators threw bricks, garbage cans, empty bottles, and other objects at police. They also set multiple fires in the street. Yemeni forces and al-Qaeda militants battled Tuesday in Yemen's port city of Aden, leaving several people dead. The fighting took place in the Mansura district, and residents there said the Yemeni troops were backed by aircraft from a Saudi-led coalition that is fighting on behalf of President Abd Rabu Mansur Hadi for nearly a year. The government is trying to establish control over Aden after pushing out Houthi rebels late last year. The United Nations warned Monday that millions of girls remain at risk of female genital mutilation. From the United Nations, UN's VOA's Margaret Bashir reports.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon told a special event on eliminating female circumcision that since 2007, more than a dozen countries have enacted measures to tackle the practice.
And today, nearly all countries where it is prevalent outlaw the practice. We are working to extend the legal protection everywhere.
But several countries where it is prevalent have not outlawed it, including Mali, Sierra Leone, Liberia, Sudan, Yemen, and Iraq. Outlawing it also does not guarantee that the law is enforced. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Police in Taiwan have arrested the developer of a 17-story apartment building in the city of Tainan that collapsed during last Saturday's powerful earthquake, killing 40 people. Lin Minghui has been charged on suspicion of negligent homicide due to questions about the methods and materials in the construction of the Wigun Golden Dragon complex that were raised after photos surfaced of tin cans and foam built into the walls of the complex. An arrest warrant has been issued for 2 other people as well. More than 300 people have been rescued from the wreckage, with more than 100 people still believed to be trapped. The International Organization for Migration says 409 people have died this year trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea, and migrant crossings in the first 6 weeks of 2016 are running at nearly 10 times the rate of the same period last year. The IOM says 76,000 people have reached Europe by sea, nearly 2,000 per day since January 1st. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.